Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And you know, that's Kendall. Take him or leave him. You gotta love him.
Take me or leave me.
You gotta love him. But tell me about your trip to the spa.
Everybody's saying, leave him.
Introducing two guys you never want to see in spandex, Cliff and Kendall.
Kendall, your host, come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Ho! Let's replace some negativity with some love, Cliff.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Ho! I tell myself that every morning, but it never works.
Do you?
Not really, but sort of. I'm like, wake up, Kendall.
Wake up,
Feel some love. Don't be so negative.
Wake up, assholes. Remember when we used to host shows and start like that?
Do you know that every time I think of our show, I think, wake up, assholes.
Wake up, assholes.
We are on Sunday mornings at 4 a.m.
We are. You could wake up if...
Rye 99.
Come on.
You're listening to...
Rye 99.
Yeah, if you're in Busheltown listening live, wake up,
wake up, assholes.
This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. In addition to being on Rye 99 at the moment, we are an internet talk show. And you can download us.
Everywhere.
Online and in your ear. Bringing you bits of humanity.
In the form of a podcast.
Hey, and that's what this is. If you
download.
And now, I did go through a good phase once several years ago. Of replacing negativity with love.
It was a long time ago. We don't talk about it anymore. It brings too much hurt to
our
hearts.
I still really try.
I do try. We did, Cliff. We went through this long period where we were like, we're going to be happy and we're going to be full of joy and lose the negativity. And we did. The same time we lost weight.
Yeah.
And then we gained it all back. Yeah. And we got real negative again. But we're working on bringing that back.
Yeah, we used to be full of joy. And now I'm full of joy like when Sweeney Todd has his razors. He's like, I'm so full of joy!
I know. Well, our
he's
show,
not really.
Our show is like it's a bell curve. It goes up and down. Or no, the bell curve is just one up and down. Our show is like a roller coaster. And you can see it go up and down.
Like a flat line. It just flatlined with the listeners. They all just tuned out. But I did have a good phase of replacing negativity with love for a while. Because when I would think horrible thoughts, as we do constantly, whatever they're about, whether they're worries or hateful inner dialogue, I would stop and I would think of things that I loved. And for a while, like, I would like stop and really think of like Cher. I would think of like Cher on stage, tight whatever, stuff.
Tight whatever.
And Cher be like, woo, babe. Come on, babe, whatever.
Oh, come on, babe.
Yeah. Do you believe? It would make me happy. And do you have any like happy stuff?
Do I have any happy stuff?
Yes.
Oh, I have so many happy things.
That's what I'm asking you.
Well,
do you have any happy stuff?
But here's the deal. First of all, let me just get real. Let me go from preach to meddling.
Let's get real.
We have talked about so many various topics, so much about many topics on our show over the years. And we're bound to say some things over and over again.
Well, we have what is known as recurring themes.
We do. And that's just it's a fact of life that's
going
to come up. But, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about is, and this is something that's dear to your heart, sing.
Sing?
Sing. That is something that helps me. It helps you. I know a lot of listeners are going to help. In your car, in the shower, just if you're feeling negative, just belt out some songs, belt out some Cher. Do you believe in love?
If you're feeling really negative and hateful, the best to yell out is...
The bet is best.
Bet is good too. But you know, sometimes you just want to sing and you want to have fun, but sometimes you really need like something angry.
Yeah.
You need something really angry. And the best full-on angry album is Kanye's Yeezus. Because it is like a scream the whole time.
Well, Cliff, I'm getting into a personal story here, but I had a rough week last week, and I felt, you know how you feel like you need to cry sometimes?
Yeah.
You just need to let it out. And sometimes you hold it in, you hold it in, you're like, there's a big cry coming.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, it finally hit me, and I just started bawling. And when I did, it felt so good that all I did, I was like, I was laughing. It felt so good. I wasn't even sad. It just felt good to let it out. Yeah. I cried for like 4 hours straight.
4 hours.
I did for like 4 hours straight.
Really?
Yes.
I had something else so emotional happen. I hope you don't mind if I digress for
I'm used to it.
I'll
see you listeners in 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Kendall, you just come back whenever you want. Now, my note here says there was a fucking pig cop that saw me outside the studio today. I'm going to amend that and say just a pig cop. And
I'm glad you amended that.
Let me tell you what
you
was happening.
You were mad today?
I was mad. I was mad and I spread it around and I'm not happy. Let me tell you what happened. I was hanging out here at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I had some butternut raw crispies in the oven there. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for them. And you know how it can be when you're cooking or you're downloading or whatever. And it's like you're just sitting there looking at it. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that anymore. And so I thought, I'm just going to go walk around the studio outside for just a minute while these are baking. Uh-huh. And when I come back, they'll be done.
I ate them all before I got back.
But anyway, I left them baking, Kendall. And I went outside. And I was just walking around. And, you know, I was looking like in that... God. You know,
I'm
like,
so
over behind the lawnmower that has the tarp on it and stuff, mm-hmm. I saw these like cigarette butts, and so I was like trying to like, you know, kick them into a pile mm-hmm. to tell Austin so he could go out and get them later. And I was doing that, and some pig cop came up to me.
You want
to
share a fog blast, guys?
It was one of the deputies. It was some new rookie deputy who'd never seen us before, new on the force. And he's like, do you have permission to be back here the studio, at whatever this is? And he almost said, like, garden shed. Do you have permission?
Luckily, with a big sign that says studio.
Yeah.
Over the door.
And I looked at him like, what? And he's like, do you have any ID? Do you have, like, a badge to be out behind KBSH?
You can't afford badges.
Can't afford no stinking badges. Are you kidding me? And so I flipped out.
Rightfully so.
And I said, and I opened the door to the studio, and I said, do you see my face painted on the wall over there? And he's like, oh, sorry. Okay, I got it. But I was so mad, Kendall. I was insanely mad at this pig cop whose dick is definitely smaller than the golf pencil that he uses to write out mm-hmm. tickets with. First off, I got mad because I felt unjustly picked upon.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like a Jew in Nazi Germany being asked for my papers, Kendall. I felt just like that. And then after I got over that part, though, I really felt mad because you know what I felt like? When the police come to you and ask, like, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, this is how every black person ever felt.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Every day. And then I got mad all over again.
That is...
On behalf of all black people.
That is completely true.
Yes. So I was so mad mm-hmm. on behalf of all people of color for all time.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly.
Race hate.
Yeah. And so I went in. At first, I told Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn, I said, you got to get Sheriff Frogblast on the line. Let him know his deputies think that this is Ferguson. And then I went in to KBSH. And I kind of channeled my anger in a mm-hmm. weird way.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Because, and then I had to go have Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn call Mrs. Pussy Bottom and smooth it out. But I went in and I was so mad. I was in a rage for myself, for all people of color forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also in a rage for Madonna, who's just put out an excellent, brand new, critically acclaimed hit album called Rebel Heart. And yet KBSH has the gall to not play the single Living for Love. They don't play it. I call and request it.
I sign the petition for you.
And I keep listening and it is not on. And I'm like, I tell Mr. Snubbot, well, hey, why don't we just play it on the fucking show? And he says, no, boy, it doesn't work like that, blah, 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 blah. And so I went over and I was freaking out on Mrs. Pussy Bottom.
Where I saw you. behind a soundproof glass. You were just pointing at her and screaming.
On the program, whoever was there. I saw Dolores. She was yelling at somebody, but she turned to
She's
look at me.
Yelling at somebody, though.
She turned to look at me when I was yelling.
She's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, she thought that's what anger really looks like. And so I was really mad that they won't play the single, and I picked up this, like, planter thing. And I was just gonna like threaten to be like, oh, and like hold it over my head, and like, I will throw this if you don't. And I dropped it and it smashed all over the lobby. And I was so upset.
Now their lobby looks like ours.
And now, yeah, like an old garden shed.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I was so upset about that, Kendall. But I want to live for love. I want to replace negativity with love as I'm living for love.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, how can I do it?
Well, Cliff, speaking of inequality, first of all, I do think that my face should be painted on the wall, too.
Uh-huh.
But
when there's room, when there's room.
When I lose 500 pounds and I'll fit on the wall.
Okay.
But no, here's what I want you to do, Cliff.
Your name's right by my name.
Tiny little letters.
It's there.
But here's what I want you to think about. Look, I got a bottle of beer right here that I've been drinking, right?
Kendall.
It's Busheltown's finest.
Kendall, for fuck's sake, don't air your dirty laundry.
Dirty laundry here. I'm not drinking whiskey. Anyway, I got this bottle, and I want you to think about this bottle being full, right?
Okay.
It's full. It's so full of negative thoughts, right? Now, if it's full of negative thoughts, is there any room in there for positive thoughts?
No.
I want you to take that once you pour the negative thoughts.
No, kiddo, it's gonna stop!
No. Pour it out, Cliff. Pour it out. Pour out the negative thoughts, and then look at all this room. Look at all this room for positive thoughts. That is what I'm trying to do with my life right now.
That's what I'm trying. Kendall, I want you to really quickly, Mr. Snodbottom is pointing to his watch. He's trying to burp the baby on the shoulder and point to his watch at the same time. It's not working.
You can't do it all.
Kendall is mad, and he's been drinking, and we should all just listen to him. Take all the negativity in your head. Think of it as, like, and get, like, a stick, and then, like, weave it around like cotton candy, and, like, take all the negativity, like,
ooh,
like a honeycomb, and just dip it out of
ooh,
your head.
Honey. Oh. Many good things.
That's something everybody should know how to do, Kendall.
It's time for the Games of the Next Week Show! Very positive.
I'm trying.
All right, Cliff, I got a question for you.
Okay.
This is disgusting. What chicken part is the snack of choice for Chinese moviegoers?
Chicken legs.
Feet! The survey says?
Yes.
We'll accept it, Cliff.
All right, Kendall, who was the first European explorer to bravely set foot in what is now Alabama, where they have recently found a new use for sheep, which is wool? Their new use is wool.
Was that Georges Silvanus?
It was close. It was Hernando de Soto. Old de Soto.
There was not even Alabama in his title.
No, he set foot in Alabama. He crossed the road where that sign that says, "Welcome to beautiful Alabama."
Cliff, what Atlanta TV center has the gift shop where you can be videotaped reading the news?
Oh, is that CNN?
Yes, Cliff, that's CNN Center.
Yes.
This
is CNN.
Is Cliff and Kendall. Coast to coast. Kendall, what? What movie has Harrison Ford Whale get off my plane?
Air Force One.
Oh my God,
I got one. What is the smallest denomination of a coin ever minted in the United States of America?
1/16 of a cent.
No, it's too small, Cliff.
Oh, sorry.
Half penny.
Kendall, who did Joe Frazier say he wanted like a hog won't slop?
Cindy Lauper, I don't know.
Close. She also stang like a butterfly and flew like a bee. It was
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali.
That was he.
I've been drinking, Cliff.
You've told us.
I know. Cliff, we gotta take a break.
You don't have to tell us more. We get it.
My bottle is empty.
You were awake, Wiss, and you were drinking. All right, Kendall, I've got to take a break. You got to take a break. This is a break.
We'll be right back after this.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I bet that pizza tastes good.
Mm-hmm. You've never seen a place like Showbiz Pizza Place. We'll serve you a pizza.
Showbiz Pizza Place with over 60 electronic games, pizza baked fresh every day, and a stage show extravaganza on three stages.
So come for the pizza, stay for the fun.
I believe fat people are people too, and you've never heard fat people like this before. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, we are back and we're talking about turning negatives to positives.
We're living for love, Kendall.
Negatives to positives in life.
Sure.
Yes.
Kendall, what are some things that you could do? One thing I would say to do.
What are some things you do? One thing I would do.
Yeah. One thing I would do. Let's see. Let me call it up here from this fax.
I love that you interrupted me just to pull up your fax.
I have to get this fax up here.
Oh.
What I would do. I would, if I was having an incredible meltdown today, like when I was having a meltdown when I felt like every person of color ever, when I, after I was profiled by the police for standing around my own studio, I wish I'd done this. Write a list of everything, no matter how big or small, that you're thankful for.
Well, that is...
That wouldn't that be good? You were going in this long analogy, like here's a beer bottle, it's empty, it's put it in here. Do this instead!
Well, now, first of all, yes, I did go into an analogy, but I was just about to say... Think of five things that are positive going on in your life.
Speaking of things, did you ever find those 12 things to give away? You're supposed to unclutter, Kendall. Unclutter! That's a life hack!
Cliff, I did. I did. I found 12 things. I can't remember them. It was a long time ago. It was very hard. I've had a rough week trying to get rid of stuff. I'm a hoarder. I'm accepting that.
No wonder all your emotions are coming out. You're crying for 4 hours at a time.
I know! Because I hold on to everything.
You hoard even emotions, Kendall. Even emotions, Kendall. And that's something that nobody asked about.
Nobody asked that, and nobody asked...
Be friends with her.
Nobody asked them.
All right, Kendall, I have some stuff here for you that nobody ever asked me that I wish somebody had asked me.
All right.
Do you have anything for me that you wish someone would ask you?
I got some stuff. It's starting right here.
All right, nobody
asked. I'll start first.
All right.
Recently, you went back to Hanky's Books and Bait to sign copies of the critically acclaimed, brand new hit album, Rebel Heart, by legendary recording stars Madonna. How did that go?
Well, Kendall, speaking of hard weeks. Speaking of hard weeks, the only solace, the only balm in Gilead has been the critically acclaimed hit album Madonna has just released called Rebel Heart. And in honor of that momentous life event in my life, the release of this album, it really is. I went back to Hanky's Books and Bait. I was there not too long ago signing Bette Midler albums, and I did go recently. Charles the Contractor and Austin went with me.
I vomited a little in my mouth.
Kendall, it's not fair. Live for love. we went there. And things went okay. There were some people there. I signed a few, wrote a few anecdotes of my own life concerning Madonna on their CDs.
That was my mother and a half.
No, your mother did not come.
No, I'm kidding.
I mailed her hers.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, just like, oh, you know, when I was, however, I was 19, the CD Music came out, like, on my birthday. I felt like it was released Music. Just for me.
Come together.
Yeah, and so I wrote that on somebody's and other stuff like that. But anyway, and then I decided to favor the audience with a few hits, a few Madonna hits. And I was singing the new single, coincidentally titled Living for Love. And there was a slight malfunction in the middle. I'm going to play just a short clip. Of the song. I have this the live recording. Austin was doing it like on his phone or something. I don't know.
Hashtag blessed.
And I was supposed to. Let me just play it and then I'll explain.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm living for love. I'm not gonna stop. Love's gonna live. Hi, we got a warm spell. Charles, you're supposed to be.
Charles, you're supposed to be lifting me.
Austin,
get the other side.
Austin, all right.
Lift me up.
Oh, guys.
Lift me up. Oh, shit. Love's gonna lift me up. Lift me up. Sit down.
Okay.
Love's gonna lift me up. All right, so let me tell you.
That was wonderful.
It was wonderful. I was in good voice that mm-hmm. day. But what happened was, and it's like in the middle of the song, there's this breakdown, and I sing, "Love lift me up, 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 up." And what's supposed to happen is Austin's supposed to grab like under one arm, and Charles the contractor's supposed to grab like under my other arm, and they're supposed to lift and like spin me around.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, even though it sort of did work in the rehearsal that we did in the parking lot before the bait store opened,
mm-hmm.
when they went to lift me during the performance, they couldn't like get like a good hold, and they totally dropped me on the floor. And they just dropped me, and so that's when you heard me saying like "sit down." It's because they dropped me and blah blah blah. So it went
well. You were
pretty
angry about that too.
I was angry. That's why it's been a rough week. We've been just bursting into tears.
It's been a rough week here in Bushtown.
And so that's how it went, but it did. There were a lot of Madonna fans. It does my heart good to see other people who view this release of this hit acclaimed album, Rebel Heart, as like a life event like I do.
That was wonderful. Right
in
my face.
Sorry. I meant to
get
it away.
You tunneled that to my face. I would just like our listeners to know that he took a piece of paper, rolled it up, belched in it right into my face.
I meant to get move it away. They went right to your face.
That's what you're missing, listeners, being here in the studio with us.
Kendall, nobody asked you this, uh-huh. and here's what it is. Why are you so nice, and how did you get to be so nice?
Cliff, I'm so glad you asked this. This has been a big source of contention this week here in Bushtown.
I am getting
really upset with people. Because...
You're upset. I'm upset.
Oh, I know you're upset. Cliff, you know how you try to be really nice to everybody?
Yes, I do know how I try to be really nice to everybody.
So, I have been trying to be nice to Mrs. Pussy Bottom.
Won't play the Living for Love single.
I've been trying to be nice to Mr. Snodbottom, Mrs. Potter Butter Butcher. I go above and beyond to be nice. And I'm so glad that you finally asked me this question.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I so nice?
Why?
Because I'll tell you, Cliff, because I want to give out to the world nicety that I never get back.
Mm-hmm.
I work so hard at it, and I just never feel like anybody gives me that back. That's why I cried for 4 hours, because I say, oh, can I do this for you? Can I stay 4 hours after we finish the show, Mr. Snodbottom, to help you with this and do this and do that? And then I come in the next day, and he's like, well, come on, boy, just get in there and do your show. It's
not
a crying shame.
Thanks. You know, what I try to do is, and I really do try, I try to do mm-hmm. this, and like when I'm faced with the choice of like, I could be nice or I could be an asshole, mm-hmm. I think, you know what, I will be nice because I can be. Maybe you don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something wrong in your brain that makes you a complete and total, I don't know, but I can be nice. I have that power. And so sometimes I do powerful stuff like that, like be nice. But like the fun part of it is like, you think I'm being so nice right to your face.
But isn't it sad that we get so angry sometimes?
It is sad.
But we're the nicest people that we know.
Yes, it is.
I'm like, I'm being so nice. I'm very angry right now, but I'm the nicest person.
But I'm in terrible rage inside. And yeah.
I can't even talk about it. It makes me so mad.
Can't even talk about it.
Do you have
Don't
go there. We just change subjects. Topics. Cliff, do you have a favorite track segments? Let's start again.
Okay.
Cliff, do you have a favorite track from Madonna's critically acclaimed new hit album, Rebel Heart?
Ooh.
Or maybe a top five, as they were undoubtedly all classics?
I'm glad you picked up on that, Kendall. Mm-hmm. They are undoubtedly all classics. And it is. Oh my God. Even a top five from the new critically acclaimed hit album by Madonna, Rebel Heart. It's so hard to pick a top five. If I had to, I guess my top five would be Unapologetic Bitch, one of the great songs.
Well, of course.
Of all times. Truly one of the great Madonna songs of all time.
That's what they call me.
Yeah. Unapologetic Fat Blob's what they call you. Iconic.
You'd have to go there.
Washed All Over Me. Vinny Vidi Vici. You know what that stands for?
Vinny Vidi Vici.
You know what that stands for?
I did know that.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
Yes. Sorry, I'm a little drunk.
Oh my God, it's okay. And title track, Rebel Heart, 4 stars, 1,000 classics. Also, I had to make a top 10. Also, you gotta love Living for Love, the single I was trying to sing. Ghost Town, the next single. Bitch, I'm Madonna. Hello. I say that. I'm not
Bitch,
Madonna.
I'm Madonna.
Yeah, when I'm mad, sometimes I'm like, Bitch, I'm Madonna. Bitch, I'm Madonna. Holy Water is awesome. Jesus Loves My Pussy Best. And Hold Tight is probably rounds up my top 10. All the others tie for next.
I'm so glad we went to a top 10.
And it is so good. If I really need to do like top 15. What? Okay. Kendall, would you like to try this pizza that tastes just like normal pizza, but it makes you lose weight while you eat it?
Oh, Cliff, I'm so glad you asked me this. This has been something that's been going on with over at the Erotic Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there and I said, look.
Strange things are afoot at the Erotic Bakery.
No, I know. Look, just stay with me for a minute,
all right? I'm with you.
So I went over there and I said, look.
The penis songs I got last week did not even look. They were crooked.
Because they're busy helping me out.
Okay.
I know you love the penis songs.
Yeah.
I went over there and I asked them, I said, look, I need your help. I want to create a pizza that has no calories, no fat. And so they were kind enough to help me. We've been working on this for weeks.
Okay.
We tried flaxseed, all these different flours. It all tastes awful and disgusting. But I really want somebody to ask me that question because I'm so fucking fat. And all I want to do is eat pizza.
Oh, yeah.
The answer to that is like, oh, I love this.
I love
it.
And
I want it.
I love it. I want it. I want it and I love it. I want, yeah.
Just like the listeners. I want it and I love it.
I want it. I need it. I love it.
If you had to give Madonna's, shocker,
yeah,
critically acclaimed all-new hit album, Rebel Heart, a review of 0 to 4 stars.
Okay.
Remember, 0 to 4.
Okay.
What would you give it?
Well, it's funny that you asked.
2.5?
I would give it... No. No. Come on. I know that's a joke. I would give it...
7?
0 to 4 stars. No. A lot of people... I know people are like, oh, I would give it 7 stars out of 4. No, that's stupid. I'm going to be realistic. I would give it 1,000 out of 4. And here's why.
So glad.
Let me tell you why. Because obviously it deserves 4 out of 4. That's a no-brainer. That's a given. That's like the most redundant question of all time. A little bit reductive. And if Madonna was here, here's the fun thing she does in interviews. She has tequila. You would like this. She has tequila with her. And
tequila?
Yeah, and the shot glasses. And she says, okay, if you ask me a really stupid question that I just think is awful, you have to drink.
Oh my God, we gotta start doing that.
Yeah. Oh God, we wouldn't make it through a segment. But
I'm drunk already just thinking about it.
But she does that, and so obviously it's 4 stars out of 4. But I would give it 1,000 for the simple reason that just in case any idiot reviewer critic out there gave it like 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5 or something like that, I would give it 1,000 stars out of 4 just to replace all the stars that people probably might have left out in like a typo kind of way. Because a critic might easily accidentally press 4 out of 5 stars mm-hmm. instead of the full 5. And so I'm giving the extra stars for those typos.
He's got 5 buttons. It's hard to decide which one to pick. Click.
Yeah, and so, oh gosh, that's what I would do.
Cliff, I'm sorry, Mr. Sonbottom is telling us to wrap it up.
We're trying.
I got one more question
I
want to ask you.
All right.
Do you have any final words about Rebel Heart?
How?
The critically acclaimed new album by Madonna that every listener is probably going to go buy a copy or two right away of.
Well, Kendall, it's so funny that you would think of asking that. My final thoughts on the new hit, critically acclaimed album, mm-hmm. Rebel Heart, just recently released by legendary artist Madonna,
mm-hmm.
is I would say, if any listener hasn't bought it yet, run.
Get the hell out and buy it.
Don't walk. Get away from
the hell.
Get away the hell from this podcast and go buy that album. Either go buy the physical album or go, you can download it from iTunes. I downloaded the deluxe version from iTunes and bought the super deluxe physical CD version from Amazon. And it's like, I have two versions, it's two different covers, and everybody should want it. And it's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, and operators are standing
by. Don't you just love when you have some album or some movie, you have to buy every single part of it.
I have to buy every
single part. You have to buy the iTunes, the real one, the Blu-ray, the this, the this, the this.
So anyway, those are my final thoughts, other than run, pick it up now, and Mr. Snowbound is doing the wrap-up motion. He's saying, forget the other segment, we gotta go.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. I didn't know we had a whole segment that we were devoting to Madonna's new album.
Hey, lucky us.
They must have paid us.
Lucky us. Hey, if you ever have a major life event, you can have a segment about it, too.
Okay, good.
And
and it's sad.
It is that you haven't had one to do that.
It is. It's really sad. I mean, if Billy Crystal ever comes out with a whole album, I'm gonna have to promote it on the show. But Cliff, yeah. I am really sad. I'm really sad that I don't have that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And if our listeners are as sad as I am, then you know where they go.
Yeah.
CliffandKendall.blogspot.com, Facebook.com/CliffandKendall, email us at CliffandKendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT. Listen to us at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings on KBSH, Rye 99. Or many other places. There's so many places.
Yeah, a lot of places. We're all over the web.
Just search us. Well, you'll find us.
Just search Cliff and Kendall. Why not? Kendall, my quote is this.
Nobody asked.
If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. And that was said by who? Lao Tzu.
Lao Tzu.
Lao Tzu, come on.
Come on.
Our journey of 1,000 miles begins. One small step in time.
All right, these printed out weird.
All right, his quote's printed out weird. Give him a minute.
We focus so much on our differences, and that is creating, I think, a lot of the world. No, a lot of.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is weird.
What's going on?
Sorry, Mr. Snobbomb. You should have looked at him before. Sorry.
No. This printed out so fucking weird. We focus so much on our differences, and that is creating, I think, a lot of chaos and negativity and bullying in the world. And I think if everybody focused on what we have in common, which is, we all want to be happy. And that was Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, Ellen.
Oh, Ellen.
Take me home, Ellen Road. Kendall, I'm living for love, and I want the listeners to live for love. And I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Lift me up, you're not gonna lift me up. Gonna lift you.
Charles, will you wipe up these worm guts over here? The guts. Lift me up, let me hear you, Books and Bay. I'm living for love, I'm living for love. I'm not giving up.
Somebody bring me the
drink. I'm living for love, I'm living for love. I'm not gonna stop. Love's gonna lift me up. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bushel Town. Thank you, Books and Bay. Listen, I'm only gonna be here for a few more hours signing copies of Madonna's new album, Rebel Heart. You gotta go pick it up. It's an instant classic.
Y'all got some crickets.
Alright, you gotta go buy it.
I need 20 pounds.
And hey, stick around, maybe later I'll sing some of the early hits.
Hey, we got a worm. Over here.
I got another one. Come on.